Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 11th of November. Air New Zealand is welcoming news that it can help connect Kiwis to Cook Island neighbours quarantine-free from early next year. The Cook Islands government has announced quarantine-free travel will resume between New Zealand and the Cook Islands for travel from the 14th of January 2022. Chief Customer and Sales Officer Leon Geraghty says the airline is excited to help New Zealanders to Rarotonga for some tropical sunshine and a holiday from next year. To be able to travel to and from the Cook Islands quarantine-free, the Cook Islands government requires visitors to be fully vaccinated or provide a certified medical exemption and test negative before departure. Regent Seven Seas Cruises has begun construction for Seven Seas Grandeur, with the ship's steel-cutting ceremony having taken place at the Fincantieri shipyard in Ancona, Italy. Designed by the award-winning studio Dado, Seven Seas Grandeur will host only 750 guests and have a gross tonnage of 55,500 tons, providing among the highest space ratios and staff-to-guest ratios in the industry. The ship will embody the luxury cruise line's heritage of perfection, which includes all 15 lavish and spacious suite categories, the jewel in the crown being the palatial 413 square metre Regent Suite, which comes complete with its own in-suite spa. Seven Seas Grandeur will commence her inaugural season in November 2023, cruising 17 incredible voyages in the Caribbean and Mediterranean, plus two fascinating transatlantic crossings, all ranging from 7 to 16 nights in length. Sabre has released the first two products in its retail intelligence suite, Sabre Air Price IQ and Sabre Ancillary IQ. Powered by Sabre Travel AI, an innovative capability that integrates Sabre technology with Google Cloud's state-of-the-art AI technology and advanced machine learning services, retail intelligence is designed to enable airlines to dynamically provide offers to travelers based on preferences, marketplace insights, and purchase probability. Sabre Air Price IQ increases airlines' pricing agility and precision by allowing airlines to adapt quickly to changing marketplace conditions, considering traveler segment and trip intent from the shopping request. The product supports an airline's efforts to maximize revenue opportunities while providing a seamless experience to travelers. Sabre Ancillary IQ uses machine learning to present ancillary offers based on multiple factors, including real-time shopping data and purchase probability, to increase incremental revenue opportunities and traveler satisfaction. As a result, airlines can deliver increased value and more choice to their travelers. Planes will fill the skies above the North Atlantic again from Monday, a boon for airlines after 19 months of restrictions, but that alone won't be enough for carriers whose profits depend on filling the most expensive seats. The real battle of the transatlantic, the world's most lucrative travel market, takes place at the front of the plane, in first, business, and premium economy class, where those paying the top prices help drive airline profits. However, question marks remain over the pace and extent of the return of corporate travel budgets after the pandemic showed online calls and virtual meetings offered a workable alternative. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.